While presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain engage in a war of words over the economy, a quieter battle is stirring. You could call it a fight for the faithful. Republicans have traditionally enjoyed a political advantage among Christian conservatives, but the landscape appears to be shifting this year. That's partly because John McCain has strained relations with many conservative religious leaders. It's also because Barack Obama has deviated from the traditional Democratic playbook and aggressively targeted evangelicals. Yesterday, he met with a group of 30 conservative Christian leaders in Chicago. Earlier, I spoke with David Brody, a senior national correspondent for the Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN. I asked him what he thought Obama was trying to achieve with yesterday's meeting.
The purpose of the meeting was really to start a dialogue, and clearly that happened. And it wasn't just with Christian conservatives, but also moderate and progressive pastors. It was the whole spectrum, Michelle. And that is playing to the Barack Obama brand. I mean, think about that meeting yesterday. There was T.D. Jakes in a room with Richard Cizik from the National Association of Evangelicals, very conservative organization. You had Max Lucado, a best-selling Christian author, in that room as well. And Doug Kamek, a pro-life Catholic constitutional law professor. I mean, these are some real conservative guys. I mean, Doug Kamek endorsed Mitt Romney in the primary season. So Barack Obama is clearly trying to make a statement by saying, listen, I'm about a new type of politics. And this new type of politics includes reaching out to everyone across the religious spectrum.
If John McCain invited 30 religious leaders to sit down in a conference room with him, would they show up?
Yes, I think they would, and I think they'd show up because evangelical leaders want a conversation with John McCain. The question is, you know, how much will John McCain get on his soapbox and talk about the life issue, the marriage issue, embryonic stem cell research, some other issues that are really important to social conservatives? And, you know, it hasn't, Michelle, it has not been John McCain's way in the past. I mean, he is a centrist. He's a guy that's right of center, but he's not a guy that's going to champion the life or the marriage issue causes. He's a reliable vote when it comes to the life issue. But part of the problem, and the reason that the social conservatives and some of the leaders here are concerned, is that John McCain isn't able to actually go ahead and speak to these issues. And if he can't speak to the issues in a fervent and real forceful way, they're not going to mobilize as well for him in the fall.
Barack Obama is willing to sit down with religious leaders. He's willing to talk openly about his faith. But if you look at his record, for many of these people, he seems to be on the wrong side of important issues, abortion, civil unions, many other issues. So who has the steeper hill to climb?
Well, Barack Obama has a hill to climb, but sometimes at the end of the day, whether you be a Christian or Jew or Muslim or no religion at all, you want to be respected. And, you know, Barack Obama has taken steps to indeed say, listen, we understand there's a moral component to abortion. He understands, at least in his books that he's written and speeches that he's given, that there is a concern that he has on that side of the issue. So, you know, there is a respect factor involved. You know, the Obama campaign.
I just have to stop you, David. So people will say Barack Obama respects us, so we're going to look past his support for abortion or civil unions?
No, I think he's not going to get the ardent pro-life and pro-traditional marriage crowd. Having said that, let's remember two things are going on here. One, he's really appealing to more of the moderate evangelical and also young evangelicals. What do we mean by that? It means that the agenda, the spectrum is broader. The playing field is broader. It's not just about life and marriage. It's about poverty, and it's about the genocide in Darfur, climate change, and other issues. And so this is the conversation that's actually taking place in homes with the Obama team. They are saying to these folks, we understand you have concerns about his stance on abortion, but we want you to look at the broader picture. Is it a hill to climb? Sure. But with moderate evangelicals and even young evangelicals, I think the terrain is better for Obama, no doubt.
David Brody is a senior national correspondent for the Christian Broadcasting Network, or the CBN. Thanks so much for being with us, David.
A pleasure.